Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you so much. First question, do you have any children living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in this current school year, yes or no?
No.
No? Any nephews, grandchildren, nieces?
Yes.
Okay, how many?
Ooh.
One, two?
No, wait, I'm trying to count.
For real? You have a lot.
Yeah, my family is big.
Okay. Well, we only need
so
a number.
From 1 to 12, you say?
Yeah, from kindergarten through 12th grade and this current school year.
And let me count from each of my sisters.
Okay, one. Okay, no problem. Which of the following best describes the school your child or your nephew is attending this current school year? Is it one of the district public schools in Boston? Is it a charter school? Is it a public school but outside of Boston? Is it a private school or is it a home school?
Boston public school.
Okay, thank you so much. And how old are you, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah. Slow down with that question.
Any number?
43.
Okay, you're young. Thank you. How do you describe your gender? Woman, man, non-binary?
I'm a woman.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your race?
I'm Spanish.
Okay, thank you. And thinking specifically of your nephew who is enrolled in a Boston public school, what grade is he in, or she?
Well, I'll tell you one, but it's more than that. But,
okay.
He is on sixth grade.
Six. Okay. Thank you so much. Now, as a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred as the BPS system, is the district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your nephew's school? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
What do you mean?
The school your nephew is attending, what grade would you give them?
Oh, okay. A grade.
Yeah, what grade? Would you give them an A?
I give it a C.
Okay. What about the whole Boston Public School system? What kind of grade would you give them? Would you give them an A, B, C, D, or F?
I give it a B.
A B? Okay, thank you. Now, thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools? Would you give her an A, B, C, D, or F?
To her?
Yeah, Michelle Wu, the mayor.
I give it an F.
F, okay, thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
I missed the question, sorry.
Okay. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view,
how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Are they doing very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Some well.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System say they are partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all well?
Not well.
Okay, thank you. If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Pick up your top two. Parents and teachers, students and the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. Whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leaders, politicians, or the local community? Okay. And who else? Parents, teachers, students, politicians, or the local
politicians.
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 Okay. Okay, thank you. How engaged do you want to be with your nephew's education? Do you want to be very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
We want to be very engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education, with your nephew's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Next, my feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree or disagree?
My what?
Feedback.
Ah, my feedback.
Yeah. My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
They don't care. Okay. So you strongly disagree with that?
Yeah, they don't care what I say or what the community thinks.
Okay. Next, the Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Do you agree or disagree?
A strong disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. How concerned are you about your nephew's emotional well-being while they are at school? Do you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your nephew's physical safety while he is at school or she is at school? Very concerned.
I'm concerned.
Thank you. How much have you heard or read about the potential plans to close and merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty space. Many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, will close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS? Have you heard a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all I have here.
Okay, thank you. We almost done. As you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS will include several elements. Will you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS, modernizing some schools. Do you support or oppose that?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but go ahead. Moderate.
Okay. Modernizing is like making the schools better.
Moderating, yeah. Pono better.
You support that or oppose it?
Oppose.
Okay. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about closing some schools? Do you support or oppose that?
No, I don't support that, no.
Okay, you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about merging some schools? Uniting some schools, like bringing like two or three schools to become one?
No. Merging, no.
Okay. So you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Opposed to it. Yeah, I'm opposed to it.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. What about renovating some schools? Do you support or oppose that?
Renovate is good.
Okay. So you strongly support that or somewhat support
that? Yes. I strongly support renovate.
Thank you so much. How would you rate the condition of your nephew's school? Is it in great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
In worse condition.
Okay. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, will your child's school be affected, your nephew's school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar or not
Hello?
At all familiar? Yes, I hear you.
What did you say? You break down. I'm sorry. You got a phone call?
Okay. No. Let me repeat the question. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all. I wasn't in here yet.
Okay, as you may know, back in 1974, a court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to schools in other places around the city. Did you or anyone in your immediate family, including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston? Yes or no?
No, because I wasn't in here. I don't even know.
Okay, thank you. Do any of your children or family members, your nephews, attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood? Yes or no?
No.
No? Thank you. Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
I don't know what that means.
You know, racism, like discrimination.
Racist. Okay. Repeat that question, please.
Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about ways the Boston Public School could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, they should do less, or are they doing the right amount?
They should do more.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that your nephew's school fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your child's school changed over the past few years? There are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
There are more now.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Does your child your nephew have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Does your nephew receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
Both English and Spanish.
Thank you so much. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or that you moved from somewhere else?
I moved from somewhere else.
Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston? Less than a year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, 10 to 19 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Some college, okay, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 50.
Yeah, okay. Below 35 this year because I was incapacitated.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and participation, okay? You have a good one. Thank you for being so patient.
Yeah, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.